And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. More than 1 million customers are without power in Florida as Hurricane Milton makes landfall. It reached Siesta Key, Florida, near Sarasota as a Category 3 storm, but has been downgraded to a Cat 2.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Forecasters say Milton will lose some strength, but it's still a big storm and will cross Florida as a hurricane. Governor Ron DeSantis.
If you're on the east coast of Florida, you could get storm surge on the other side. So this is a very fragile 24 hours.
This woman came here from Tampa and says she's worried about the people who didn't evacuate.
People that can't get out, that have no way out, people that chose not to get out.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Milton produced tornadoes that tore across Florida today. A suspected twister has destroyed Connor Farron's home in Fort Myers.
Probably for a good 15 minutes beforehand, and then it just got really bad. It kept getting cold, tornado warning, and then like this happened like instantaneously.
President Biden says the federal government is ready for whatever Hurricane Milton leaves behind.
In an address to the nation, the president said resources and personnel are on the ground in Florida, where Milton is expected to cause major damage.
We have thousands of federal personnel on the ground. We've staged and are ready to go. We have 20 million meals, 40 million liters of water.
And Biden says while recovery could take some time.
We've got your back. And Kamala and I will be there for as long as it takes to rescue, recover, and rebuild.
The president also decried disinformation about the federal response, much of it, he says, spread by former President Trump. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have spoken today about the growing hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying,
the suffering in both Gaza and Lebanon adds even greater urgency, as you've heard from us, to our efforts, certainly to end the conflicts and lay a foundation for lasting peace and security in the region.
The U.S. Supreme Court has heard arguments in Oklahoma death row inmate Richard Glossop's bid to throw out his conviction for a 1997 murder for hire. Glossop claimed that prosecutors wrongly withheld evidence that could help his defense. In a rare alliance, lawyers for Glossop and the state agree he should get a new trial. Paul Clement is representing the Oklahoma Attorney General's office in the case.
I think the court understood that this was a momentous decision, an unusual decision, and I think the court gave very respectful consideration to that.
The victim's relatives say they want Glossop executed. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over two dozen workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers defense reviewed. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals, who are coming off a win over the 49ers in San Francisco. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark asked if the new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, trusts players to rush the quarterback without giving up a big play.
He trusting us, trusting the front. He just cutting us loose. And we was just expected to make plays against this offense, against this offensive line. You know, they bled us a little bit in the run game. Got to do better there. But the turnovers we had, how we rushed the passer, going against a really good quarterback.
College football, the Badgers play Rutgers Saturday. So how is sophomore Braden Locke progressing at quarterback this season? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
I think Braden Locke, who has done a good job of making decisions between the signal and the snap, he's just really, really, really high end from a mental standpoint. He's a junkie and he loves it. I think that's kind of where you have to be if you want to take this quarterback position to a different level.
That's Badgers coach Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky for the overnight. Light southeast winds will wake up to middle 30s and some patchy frost. After that melts away, look for sunny skies Thursday afternoon. Highs reaching the lower 70s, mid-70s, and breezy for Friday. Right now, it's 48.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we're joined by Tricia Zunker to talk about this weekend's Central Wisconsin Indigenous People's Day powwow in Rothschild.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fall leaves fall, die flowers away. Lengthen night and shorten day. Every leaf speaks bliss to me, fluttering the autumn tree. I shall smile when wreaths of snow blossom where the rose should grow. I shall sing when night's decay ushers in a drearier day. Fall leaves fall, says Emily Brontë, and it is fall. We have 26 days until the election, says the countdown clock. 26 days for phone calls, 26 days to receive fundraising text messages, 26 days to knock on doors, fewer days than that to register voters in most states and districts who do not have same-day voter registration. Of course, they all should. 26 days to remind our friends to make a voting plan. We know from science, from studies and research, that if you make a voting plan, if you can visualize yourself voting in the way you will vote, whether that's by mail, it's waiting in a line, or it's going to a particular polling place, whether that is getting child care, whether that is taking a break from work, whether that is using your lunch break, whatever your plan is, if you can visualize that plan, if you can get your friends and neighbors and family members and coworkers to make a voting plan, to visualize how they will do it, it significantly increases voter turnout. 26 days to go. This is the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jefferson Smith sitting in. We'll have news with my dad at 10. I'm honored to be here. Couple news bits. I should say, by the way, it is Watch Your Language Wednesday. How do we use our words to create a better world while clinging to truth? Not using words to manipulate, but using words to communicate. That is the power of them, after all. And if you have things, I've learned wonderful things from this program. I learn every time I do this. We have the smartest group of listeners in radiodom, a.k.a. Radio Smart. And one of them, I'll give an example I learned from a listener here. Well, we talk about free speech, but very often when we're talking about, or actually talking about, is for paid speech. Isn't the free kind, it's the paid speech. And paid speech can morally be treated differently. And but for a borderline fascistic Supreme Court, we would differentiate between free speech and paid speech. How we talk about things matters. On Watch Your Language Wednesday, we will welcome input on how we can be better communicating about stuff. And Watch Your Language, usually I think about it very often sort of a George Lakoff frame of reference. How do we use the words that are most likely to cleave to truth and most likely to communicate what we want to communicate. One of my hobby horses is I don't love the phrase shooter. I don't love the phrase shooter. Shooter puts all the agency on the person committing the murder and eliminates any of the harm, extracts any of the tragedy, extracts the victim. A mass shooting, well, that's sort of one thing. But what about a mass murder? It's quite another. Gun murders, very different than shootings. You can shoot at a range. You can shoot at a video game. How we talk about things matters. On Watch Your Language Wednesday gives a chance to evaluate our own language. The free market. Okay. What are the free parts? A lot of the parts of the market are expensive. Unregulated market? Mildly regulated market? Competitive market? What's the best phrase when we're talking about a capitalist system, a system that has the ability to move commerce, move goods, move ideas, move capital? What's the best way to describe that? It's the most accurate, not the most manipulative, but the most accurate. Some of what we talk about in Watch Your Language Wednesday is the words that we choose to describe things. Pro-life being one of the most obvious, versus pro-choice, versus protecting bodily autonomy, versus a very accurate word, which is freedom for a woman to have an abortion. Words to be accurate. And that's interesting stuff, and I think important stuff to talk about. I want to talk on What's Your Language Wednesday about another kind of word selection, about another kind of watching our language. And that is not only the language we use, but what we decide to apply that language to. Not only precisely how we're talking, but what we're talking about, what we're choosing to focus attention on. And this is something I'm dearly trying to help our movement learn. If I had a few things upon which or about which to emit my barbaric yawp into the heavens, this is a topic upon which I would yawp and about which I would yawp. Yes, yawp. I would shout. I would enunciate that we fall into a trap. And it's not very often, by the way, that I agree with Megyn Kelly. It's not very often. But we often take the bait that is precisely the consistent bait and has been the consistent bait for more than this, but certainly for 9 years. That blank person, let's call him Donald Trump, says something absurd. Absurd. Not just extreme, but absurdly extreme. Ridiculous. Something that is abusive. And people think two things. One, what a dum-dum. And two, we must respond. We must respond. So he says, they're eating cats and dogs. And it changes the momentum of the debate right before that. And he goes to his... Because Kamala Harris, right before he does that, Kamala Harris goes after him about crowd size. It was obviously something prepared, obviously something tactically brilliant. And Donald Trump goes into his reptilian brain. He loses his training, he loses his debate preparation, and he goes straight back into his reptilian brain. But his reptilian brain knows something. And too many people think that thing is dumb when it is crazy like an abusive fox. His reptilian brain tells him, say something extreme. Now, for most of American politics in the media age, saying something extreme would knock you because there would be a media that knocked you about it. And people say, that person isn't fit to serve. But when we have a right-wing network propaganda, cult-like bubbled media, and I don't mean all of the media, but that portion of the media that has made it possible for Donald Trump to rise, he didn't start that fire. They do not hold the crazy talk accountable. They do not hold the abusive language accountable. They just talk about something else, or they apologize for it. So he knows now in the modern media age, he will exact little consequence. That is why people inartfully said, oh, nothing matters. It was a horrible phrase. It wasn't true. All kinds of things mattered. What we were just trying to get recombobulated around is it was surprising to us that things that used to be disqualifying weren't disqualifying for him. But that wasn't because of superpowers Donald Trump had. It was because of a new media landscape. Donald Trump's superpower is to exploit that landscape. And every time he said something crazy, he got to pick the topic. He got to pick the topic. So what I'm saying on Watch Your Language Wednesdays, we got to pick the topic. What I'll say before we go to break, and we'll be back in just a little bit. Project 2025. Focus on the policy, what matters, we'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back with your calls just a little bit. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, cbdistillery.com.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Oh.
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What, were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com.
When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh, yeah. 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
30.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
A lot of us draw strength from our faith. Did you know that almost a third of Americans have no religion? At least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. And 2024 isn't just another election. This one is personal. Regards your rights, your freedoms, your future. They're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. In this crucial fight, visit FFRF, that's Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, Foxtrot.org/vote. Learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to FFRF.org/vote or text the show's last name, Hartman, HARTMANN, to 511-511. And receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't miss this one out. Text. Fees may apply. Welcome back. This is the Hartman Show. I am Jefferson Smith, honored to sit in. So before the break and going forward, we've got to choose the tune. We got to call the song. We've got to be aware that when we get triggered, we get provoked, take a breath, look around, see what else is going on. When Trump says something crazy, it is not merely because he is crazy. It is not merely because he is in mental decline. These things are not mutually exclusive. It is also because his reptilian brain is an attention getter. He has been an attention getter for years. He does it for decades. He's an attention getter. When he uses a fake name to call a newspaper, when he gets a newspaper to talk about his physical intimacy with Marla Maples, when he gets himself on TV, when he horribly insults a journalist, when he insults John McCain, when he insults Rosie O'Donnell, it is because he is an abusive attention getter. That is his move. And how do we respond? Just make sure you respond strategically, intentionally. The communications around Project 2025 by pro-democracy forces, one of the most effective communication accomplishments in the last several years. A significant supermajority of Americans realized that Project 2025 was a bad thing. So much so that Donald Trump did a rare, rare thing. Not lie about it, he lies about things every day. And I apologize to my Trump-loving friends, but even you know that. I was watching a Christian nationalist over the weekend who described Donald Trump as the chemotherapy to kill the cancer that is the left. He said kill, but he also said chemotherapy. There's a reason he said that. It's because he knows that Donald Trump is toxic, that he is not a Christian, that he is bad. But he thinks that bad thing can hurt a thing he hates even more. It can help him destroy his enemy. Wow, what a way to see the country. What a way to define what politics is and democracy are. Or politics are and democracy is. The move that Donald Trump uses, the trigger he pulls, is the thing that will trigger us. And when Project 2025 became a dominant piece of the discussion, he did two things. He got scared. He did two things. One, he said, I don't even know what that is. Some of it I don't even like. He was willing to undercut it a little bit. That even hurt the Project 2025 reputation, its popularity, its approval ratings even further. Well, heck, if Donald Trump isn't backing it up, it must be bad. If it's a right-wing conservative thing and he doesn't like it, it must not be a good thing. It's the first thing he did because he was scared. Second thing is he did everything he could to change the subject. And you're like, oh, J.D. Vance, he's talking about Springfield. Let's do that. And so he says cats and dogs. And we have to say, look at this crazy guy. He's talking about cats and dogs. And the people who post that get a lot of views. The people who created memes and songs, like, effectively made fun of him. And I'm not here in judge of all things strategy. But what it did do was it changed the subject. And I reflected on it, realized this is the same move he has been doing in small and large ways for 9 years, 9+ years. He does something that is beyond the pale. The reason it has to be beyond the pale, if it's not beyond the pale, it doesn't garner attention. It's not surprising, so people don't need to retweet it. It doesn't show the kind of oddball, toxic courage he wants to show to his people. But most importantly, if it's not beyond the pale, people don't have to respond to it. So he tries to say things, he says things that cannot be ignored, that must be responded to. So I am wanting to emit my barbaric yawp, I am wanting to enunciate, I am wanting to communicate, I am wanting to say a thing to the movement and movements to which I belong. The biggest one is the pro-democracy movement. Be intentional about your responses and make sure you are picking the subject. If somebody's trying to pick a fight, make sure you decide if you want that fight picked. And if there are going to be fights, it's better if we pick them. Better if we decide the fights that are worth having, the things that should be on the top of our mind. And right now, what we know is the Heritage Foundation plus the Trump administration are trying to take over American government in a way that's never been done before. It's a culmination of 40 years of work, and we have to stop it, and we have 26 days. This is Tom Hartman Show. The phones are working, 202-808-9925.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Hey, that's what I said, 202-808-9925.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine plus 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News special report. Hurricane Milton made landfall in Florida as a Category 3 storm near Siesta Key in Sarasota County. Many people have evacuated. This man did not.
Middle of it, or I don't think so, at least. So, yeah, it's I don't know. It's a little scary, but it's cool. I got to witness it.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is trying to tamp down misinformation about the federal emergency response spread by former President Donald Trump.
Everything we've asked for, we've gotten. I've been working constructively with President Biden. We're working. We've marshaled all state agencies, and we're working very constructively with our local partners.
Fort Myers resident Connor Farron lost his house to a Milton-created tornado quickly, he says.
I grabbed the two dogs and, like, run under my bed, but that was it. Probably 1 minute total. Probably less.
Winds now at 110 miles per hour. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The crime rate in Wisconsin's largest city is trending down. Milwaukee's third quarter crime report shows a 22% drop in homicides since last year. Other violent crimes like rape, arson, and burglary are also down. On the other hand, vehicle thefts are up 17% from a year ago. Robberies are also on the rise. The candidates for 3rd District Congress sound open to debating each other, Jimmy Cuska reports.
Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden said he had nothing to be concerned about in debating Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook, calling his congressional record, quote, impeccable. Cook issued a statement saying Van Orden has been avoiding events where the two would be together and that he refused to debate Brad Paff in 2022. The election is on November 5th. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Grief can affect people in different ways. When Lisa Marie Presley lost her only son, Benjamin, in 2020, she literally could not say goodbye. CNN Entertainment reports that Lisa Marie, Elvis's only child, kept her son's body at home for 2 months after his death. Presley's memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown, was published posthumously. Lisa Marie passed away in January of 2023. Her memoir was completed by her daughter, actress Riley Keough, who used tapes that her mother had made to complete the work. Keough says there are no laws in the state of California that state a body needs to be buried immediately, so they kept Benjamin's body on ice in a room where the temperature had to be 55 degrees. She also says that Lisa Marie wanted to do this because Elvis's body was kept at their home after he died of a heart attack when he was 42, which allowed Lisa Marie to take her time and say a proper goodbye. Lisa Marie Presley and Benjamin Presley were both buried with Elvis at Graceland Cemetery. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A clear sky for the overnight. Light southeast winds will wake up to middle 30s and some patchy frost. After that melts away, look for sunny skies Thursday afternoon. Highs reaching the lower 70s, mid-70s, and breezy for Friday. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I interview Olivia Troy, a former national security and disaster advisor in the Trump administration. She was there when Trump withheld FEMA funding because it was for a Democratic state.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Was talking about the cats and dogs thing and ended up ridiculing the left because, oh, you guys were all ridiculing Trump. And meanwhile, he did what he wanted to do was change the subject. And I was like, yeah, she's right. Because what should we be talking about? That's in part up to you. I got stuff with Sodio. Let's go to your calls. You've been waiting patiently. Let's go to the most patient listener award winner, Marcella. I believe it's Marcella. Please correct my pronunciation if I am wrong. You are on the air.
That is correct. Marcella is exactly how it's pronounced.
It is wonderful to have you on the air. From what I understand, you are running for office.
That is Texas House District 150.
Awesome. U.S. House or State House?
It's the State House.
Awesome. And tell me about, and what I was also told by Little Birdie, and what I mean by Little Birdie is one of the members of the production team, is that you might have even been inspired a bit by Mr. Tom Hartman.
Yes. You know, I listened on YouTube, and so I heard the message, his advice, tag, you're it. And so I rolled up my sleeves and I said, well, let's do something.
Well, thank you so much for doing it. Appreciate that. And making inroads for pro-democracy candidates within Texas is a big deal. Obviously, the right wing knows if Texas were to change and reflect more of its population, not just its voting population, that would change the politics of the country very quickly. And I don't only mean Colin Allred's U.S. Senate seat. I absolutely mean the presidency of the United States. And I mean how that state is governed. What are the key things you're focused on, Marcella?
Well, you know, I live in a red district that for 41 years we've had three representatives, and they have selectively gerrymandered in District 150 to leave a lot of the communities who are now represented at, you know, other levels, but not in the District 150. And so we have 40 plus Hispanics, 22, you know, percent African American, and it's a blend of Asians. So we're now the majority, but what I'm focusing is making sure that there is representation of all constituents who live here. They invest because they bought a home, they go grocery shopping, they have their children in the schools. And I'm very, very focused on public education because our schools are underfunded. And there is Greg Abbott holding $32 billion in withholding the funds so the schools can actually thrive, educate their children, and teachers can get paid. They have not gotten paid since pay raise since 2019, and that is just cruel.
So here are a couple of questions that might be unfair because of the kinds of questions that I don't know the answer to either of them, the kinds of questions I used to know the answers to, and I've tracked this kind of thing more closely in the past. And if you don't know them, it's totally fine, but I'm curious. One, do you know what's sort of the DPI, what's the Democratic Performance Index of the district now? How red is it by voter performance? And you can dodge that question with a second one if you know it. Do you know the composition currently, the partisan composition of the Texas legislature, how many Republicans versus how many Democrats versus how many, if there are any of others? You know either of those things? I'm just curious.
No, so we have a high percentage of people who are registered Democrats because they haven't had a candidate who understands them, represents them, and speaks their language and aligns with the values. This Democrats don't show up. So we are the majority, which is 60+%.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And what about in the legislature? I can Google this, but how big is the Texas legislature?
For Texas wide, we have right now seating percentage of Republicans dominates. And so with us Democrats flipping our district, like me flipping district 150, we will dominate at least break even this next year legislative session. Okay, so we are about to do that, including myself, and this is why I'm doing it, to making sure that there is equitable representation. So
did you say your district 150?
Yes, district 150.
So is that out of 150? I think there are 150 seats maybe in the Texas House.
Well, that's district 150 is the last one. The last one added to the state House of Representatives, which is the one I'm running. So 1983, district 150 was added to the Texas House of Representatives because it used to be a very rural area. And then we are now very urbanized. And so we are the last the last district to be added. So I'm running, I'm representing it. And so it's our time.
Well, I really appreciate the call. And I really appreciate you running. I looked it up real quick. Looks like they're, it looks like they're 86 Republicans, 64 Democrats in the state house. So if you flip, let's call it 12 seats. All of a sudden, history has changed in the state of Texas.
And that's what we are all working together, Texas-wide, Harris County Democratic Party, and everyone. We are working together to making sure that 12 seats are represented this coming election. So we have a lot of people doing amazing work.
I have an ulterior motive. It'll become less ulterior once I say it out loud. But one reason I'm so glad you called, which is in these last 26 days, I don't want people only focused on presidential races, because where they can have so much impact is in state house races and state senate races. And that impacts everything. And people who show up to vote in your county, in your district, for your race, will also fill out the rest of the ballot. If we imagine not only coattails, but reverse coattails, we can help save democracy. What is a website or something you want to plug so people can hear how to reach out to you or help you?
Flip150.org. FLIP150.org. Flip150.org.
It's a great call, Maricela. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Let's go straight to Laura, and really do appreciate it. It's not just in Texas, right? And yeah, there ought to be some messing with Texas by Texans to make it better and make sure they clean up the messes that are in Texas, like when the power doesn't work because they decide not to invest in public infrastructure. In each of your states, consider those local races, consider your legislative races, consider your port commissioner races, because democracy ain't just about national races. Laura, you're on the air from Port Angeles, Washington, I believe.
Yes, good morning. I am calling out of concern for something I heard on the news about Michigan voters.
Okay.
And I'm concerned with all the swing states in this election. And I guess there's a big Muslim community in Michigan. I've never been there. I don't know much about the state. But what the article I heard said was that a lot of them are very upset with the Biden-Harris administration for not doing enough to help Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to rectify it in their mind, they want to pass a protest vote for Jill Stein.
Yeah.
Which we all know that Jill is a spoiler.
Yeah.
Not only is she a spoiler who spoiled the 2016 election, but she's been real chummy with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
And that may be where she's getting a lot of her funding, is just to spoil this election.
Yeah.
I want people to know this. If anybody's listening in Michigan, please reach out to these people. There's another concern. Yes. Trump wins the election, he's determined to deport people. I mean, that's his housing response. He's going to deport brown people, basically, so that he can have more houses for white people. Yep. And they're just voting against themselves if they vote for him. And they need to remember, if their hatred for Israel is their motivator, Netanyahu wants Trump to win.
Yeah.
He is pulling for Trump.
Yeah.
They're buddy. And Harris's hands have been tied. She's the vice president. She can't make policy. This is Biden's thing that happened there, yep, whether they like it or not. And objectively speaking, I'm not even going to offer my opinion about how he handled it. Yep. It doesn't matter. He's not the one running. Harris hasn't had a crack at that problem yet.
Yep.
I believe she'll come up with some very interesting solutions. And we all know what Donald Trump's going to do. I am becoming frightened from all of these neck and neck polls in these swing states.
Sure.
It could happen.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right, Laura. And thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it. A couple of things I want to pick up on. No, I really appreciate you. And by the way, Port Angeles, Washington, I like saying Port Angeles and Los Angeles just because I think it's funny. But I know the town and made more famous, not only because it was the port of departure for my wife and my our marriage when we had our wedding just across the border from you, but also a significant place for the book and movie series Twilight, as I recall.
Yeah, yeah.
From your tone of voice, it sounds to me like that is not your most important point of pride when it comes to Port Angeles, Washington.
Well, it is beautiful up here, and it's the air conditioner of the country.
There you go. Thank you so much, Laura.
The warming hasn't hit us yet.
Yeah. All right, let me reply to a couple of those things. So before we go to break, No, I remember back in 2016, there are folks who were protesting at the Democratic National Convention, and I met one of the people who's the ringleader of the protests, and he had gotten himself elected delegate, and he was Bernie Sanders delegate. I was Bernie Sanders voter that year, and he was Bernie Sanders delegate, and he told, and I interviewed him, and I asked how he got involved in politics, and he said he got involved in the NATO movement. And he'd been
a
Ralph Nader supporter.
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
202-808-9925. I hear nothing.
Okay, team, I'm going to level with you. The economy's looking pretty shitty. We need everyone to put on their...
Dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/511
today.
Terms, conditions, message, and data rates may apply.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is skip the extended warranties. Now, I've fallen for this one myself, but after a lot of research, I've figured out that there's a reason the Best Buys and the Apples of the world are so hot to sell these warranties. And it's not because they're going to save you money. These things, whether they're called an extended warranty or a service contract or a protection plan, they are often loaded up with fees and rules, and you will rarely actually need to use them. What I do instead, I have my own warranty fund. Every time I'm tempted by an extended warranty, I put the money I would spend on that into a savings account. I mean, you'd be surprised how fast all that adds up. And now I have money I can use to fix or replace any of my stuff if it does break, with no hidden fees or rules. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285.
Ready, set, go!
Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We are on the air. Let's go to Tom from Los Angeles after Port Angeles.
Hey, Jeff. First off, if Republicans are spewing it, you can bet that they're doing it. Another definition for projection, but a little bit easier maybe for people to understand. They're either confessing or they're projecting.
Or as I said when I was a child and was said near me, the one who smelt it dealt it.
There you go. Smelt it, dealt it. Exactly.
All right.
I wanted to bring up the Watch Your Language Wednesday.
Great.
And I really think that the Democratic Party needs to take back the pro-life word. And what I mean by that is we are pro-life when it comes to the environment, when it comes to child care, when it comes for infrastructure in terms of no lead pipes, capital punishment, anti-war, healthcare, housing. We are the pro-life party. Now, if you want to talk about the difference in terms of the other issue, the issue is pro a woman's right to choose or pro big government's right to choose. Because just because a woman has the right to choose does not necessarily mean she's going to choose to terminate a pregnancy. So we really, really need to kind of take back that word, along with taking back the flag, taking back all of the different symbols that Republicans seem that they have a stronghold on. And we need to make sure, like I said, that we are taking back these words. And actually, we're speaking about them in terms of truth because we have the receipts to go along with it.
I appreciate it, Tom.
Just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, no, it's a great take. I think there's a lot of room to run. I think there's a lot, and appreciate the call, Tom. There's a lot of room to run in not only countering, I'll use your phrase, taking back the phrase pro-life, and one that you may have mentioned, but it slipped my ear, if you did, ask the question about do they think that the death penalty ought to be reformed or amplified or kept the same? And based on their answer, a follow-up question, how does that fit into a pro-life framework? If life is the most important thing, they say, well, you can forfeit that right to life. You don't really have a right for life. You know, it's just sort of, it's something you kind of have. And if you say we really care about the lives people lead, if we care about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if we care about those things, I agree. A pro-democracy movement has to own, has to invest in, has to care about, has to leverage all three things. We have to advance life. We have to make sure life is longer, life is better, life is prosperous. We have to care about life. We have to breathe a pro-life people. That can very much, I think, needs to lie alongside a woman's access to health care, access to abortion, control of her own body, and right to choose, and yes, to use your term, not the government's power to choose. And I don't even think it's a right to choose when it's the government's power. It's not their right. It's a woman's right, and it's government's power. To what degree should the government have power over a woman's body? It should be very, very limited. It should approach zero. And most Americans agree with that. When they're out there talking about cats and dogs, because they don't want to talk about that. When they get Kamala Harris, when they mispronounce Kamala Harris's name, it's because they don't want to talk about that. When they get Melania Trump to record some odd video that has been commented enough plenty on, it's because they don't want to talk about what they and Project 2025, and all Project 25 means, we say Project 2025, all we mean is the conservative project. That is the conservative project, manifest in a document that has been planned for years and years. And as Tim Walz said, you don't make the plan if you don't make the playbook, if you don't plan to use the playbook. So I'll give you another one. Not only pro-life, but pro-family. Today, New York Times amplified on the daily the focus on the Surgeon General's warning, not of smoking, not the Attorney General's warning over gun violence. Those are very important. But the Surgeon General's warning over parenting, more specifically, mental health with respect to parenting. And went through a bunch of the causes. And that goes back to the shift towards two-parent working families and an economy that requires very often two incomes. And the lack, the decision not to, this country's failure to invest in childcare and to invest in paid family leave to make sure the women's liberation movement could actually be manifest and families didn't have to make Hobson's choices about that. Talked a little about social media, talked about the publicization, the publicity around child abductions, so people became helicopter parents. And that being a parent now is more stressful than ever. Also, college costs and the fear that going to college, if you don't get into college, you will not be able to get ahead in this country. What they didn't talk about, what I want to make sure we talk about with greater regularity, is that is also a function of wealth disparities. It's harder to get ahead because there's more space you have to travel, and there's more fear of falling because there's further you can fall because we have the biggest wealth disparities in this country in 100 years. And we know from Richard Wilkinson, you can watch his TED Talk, you can read The Spirit Level, we know the research that has been done that says in nations that have wider wealth disparities, life expectancy goes down, stress goes up, happiness goes down, alcoholism goes up. And this relates to that, that all of us keep up with the Joneses to some degree, and when there's greater division between the Joneses, it causes stress and all kinds of things sort of start to break. We see that if we want to be pro-family, if there is a movement that is pro-family, it is the movement that is supporting childcare. It is a movement that is putting student health centers in schools to help families. It is the movement that is helping with paid family leave to make sure that during critical times of nurture, somebody doesn't have to fall economically behind. It is also the movement that is protecting the middle class and helping to recapture the middle class to make it easier for families to make the choices they want to make. So yeah, we should be pro-choice and pro-family. And I think we're the movement that can be. And they have a hard time explaining. The only thing they've got is go back 150 years and subjugate women. We're not for that, and that's not democracy. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a heads up about debt collection scams. Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau will be here. Alexander Vindman in hour number 2. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.